Excuse me. What in the world are you thinking?
Mean Gene, the first thing you need to do is to tell these people to shut up if you want to hear what I got to say.
What up, y'all? It's KMB, the Sexy Ninja, in the place to be for a Paper Saber Universe, and this is the New World Podcast, brother. We're talking about NXT, February 6th, 2024. Byron Saxton is on commentary with Vic Joseph. I was like, hey, Byron, nice to meet you, or nice to see you. Either or. What a show. Carmelo Hayes comes out. He puts a chair in the middle, and he has that grin on his face. He's just sitting there like, ha. And he's about to say, but man, they are saying, fuck you, Melo. They are booing the hell out of him. And he remains silent, and he just walks out. I was like, man, that is, I love that. I thought that was really, really cool. And then we have Avengers Day recap. Then Baron and Braun are out there celebrating the Wolf Dogs. they jump on commentary for our first match of the night. It's Nathan Frazier and Axiom versus Malik Blade and Idris Inofi. This was a fun match as well. I love Nathan Frazier and Axiom. They have such a great chemistry with each other, and they won this match. But the Wolf Dogs were watching. The Wolf Dogs are like, we are the big dogs here. And I just love the fact that just a stupid notion from Braun saying like Wolf Dogs has now caught on to being a thing, and I'm all for it. But of course, to end this with the Wolf Dogs, the family comes out, and after Nate, because they were beating down Nathan Frazier and Axiom, and the family comes out, and of course we have a big brawl, and the Wolf Dogs are coming after those tag team championships, and I actually want them to take them from the family. I don't know. I'm invested now in the Wolf Dogs. I'm invested. Ilya Dragunov comes out. You know, he calls out Carmelo Hayes for what he did, and Dijak comes out and gets in Ilya Dragunov's face, which sets up our main event for this evening. But Dijak and Ilya Dragunov have great history, great matches in the past, and they've beaten the shit out of each other before. And of course, a fight, you know, that has to go down. And Thea and JC are backstage. The calendars, man, I'm so pissed. I missed out on these calendars. They sold out. They're out of stock. And I was like, oh, I really wanted one. Just to have one, because I thought it was like owning a piece of history. Mr. Stone and the Wagner, Von Wagner promo. Got his children there. He's like, yeah, don't worry about it. Noam Dar has done these things many times, but you can go on, buddy. You're fine. Then we have Lexus King versus Riley Osborne. This was set up from Vengeance Day at the calendar thing, you know, and she's there with Chase U. No Thea, though. No Thea was there to support her boy, but Lexus King got the win. I'm trying to get a feel for Lexus. Like, he's cool and all, and I love his entrance, but I'm waiting for something to give, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm waiting for something for Lexus King to make me be like, man, this guy can be a bona fide superstar, and I'm still waiting for that moment. And then, we have a Kalani Jordan package, you know, because Kiana James and Izzy are after her. But she won't back down. Jordan's like, hell no. I'm here to stay. And of course, we have Kiana and Izzy backstage. They want to take her out. They want to take Jordan out. And Carmelo Hayes is back to tell why. He says, you know what? I don't know why anybody's surprised. This is y'all's fault, you know? He cuts a great promo, and my favorite part of this whole thing is the Trick Williams music plays, and he gets scared too. He's like, oh my God. Then he's like, ah, got y'all, you suckers. And we have this three faces package. I want to know what is this leading into. Riley's backstage. He goes to Thea. He's like, hey, where were you at? You're going to be my Valentine. You know, where were you? So causing a little bit of trauma there. It's like, Roxanne Perez versus Lola Vice. I gotta say, pretty much my match of the night. I really enjoyed this match between these two. Roxanne Perez getting the win, and Lola Vice no longer has the contract for her breakout tournament. She no longer has that, so that ain't a thing. But here comes Tatum Paxley. That feud is not done with Roxanne whatsoever. And I'm like, Tatum, what is your deal, man? But Roxanne got the win. Metaphor's backstage. You know, we got Cat's crew backstage. It's a lot of stuff going on tonight. Because we have Lash Legend and Ja'Kara Jackson versus Fallon Henley and Ren Sinclair. And, of course, Lash and Jackson get the win. Okay match. Yeah, it was what it is. But the main event I was really excited for. Ilya Dragunov versus Dijak. They showed out. They put on a match. But Ilya Dragunov got the win. And, of course, you know, here comes Joe Gacy, because Joe Gacy and Dijak are not over. But Melo attacks. So we are ending this with Carmelo being in the title picture again. So will this lead to Stand and Deliver for Ilya Dragunov and Carmelo Hayes once again going toe-to-toe for that championship, even though Ilya has taken his number, I believe, twice, if I'm correct. Or was it three times? No, the trilogy. It was a trilogy of matches, yeah. So Ilya Dragunov has got the best of Carmelo. So where are we going to go with this? When is Trick Williams going to come back? And when he comes back, you know that's going to be huge. Whoop, that Trick. And Carmelo Hayes said something in his promo that made me just smile ear to ear, just because he plays that heel role so well. He goes, you know, him and Booker T can be in the hospital singing that stupid song together. I was like, damn. So, a lot of stuff to go on. We got a lot of meat to chew here. We're moving on to Stand and Deliver. We still got Elimination Chamber, so a lot of things are going on. And, of course, this Thursday, we got the WrestleMania kickoff, where are we going to find out that it is going to be Rock and Roman, and it's looking like that. And as much as we're trending, we want Cody. Corporate America, baby, will do what they want to do. And that is now The Rock, sadly. Because he's on the board and he'll get what he wants. And I saw a great meme. You know, little Grim Reaper? XFL slaughtered, DC Universe slaughtered, and now he's going on to WWE. I was like, damn, man, that's fucking funny right there. So, yeah, lots going on here. I'm excited. Tell me what you thought of the show. Honestly, I give the show a 3 out of 5. It was nothing crazy. The best stuff was Carmelo Hayes and his little promo. Ilya Dragunov is always great with Dijak and Joe Gacy, and we're moving the story forward. And another thing. So sending death messages to The Rock's daughter, not fucking cool. I get it. I'm pissed off with y'all as well. You know, I am mad about this whole Cody thing and Roman and The Rock. Like, I'm mad, but I also understand business is business at the end of the day, brother. And it is what it is, but we shouldn't be death threats to a person over something that you know, that's not that. It is extreme to many, and it is emotional to many, but, you know, not death threats. I never get that notion about anything. You know, I remember when writers would do something in comic books and they would get death threats. You know, when they killed Peter Parker off and they did the Superior Spider-Man, he got death threats, the writer for that. And it was just like, why? Why death threats? That's not cool, man. So doing that to the Rock's daughter, really not cool. So, but yeah, it, like I said, overall though, love, peace to everybody. It's nothing but love and respect here from the New World Podcast, 100%. Now, tell me what you thought of the show. My match of the night was Roxanne Perez, Lolo Vice. 3 out of 5, I give NXT. That's it. That's all. Like and subscribe. Share with your grandma. Share with your grandpa. Share with the bum down at Walmart. Go to ProWrestlingTees.com/New World Podcast. Get yourself that sweet NWP logo. And remember that the New World Podcast is for life, brother. Ha 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 ha!